Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A plane, actually. I think it's a plane.
No, that's a helicopter.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Who gives a shit?
Y'all, this is somehow season 5, episode 11.
Derby Days?
Derby Days.
Which is an actual thing. That was a... What is it? What frat does Derby Days?
Oh, my God. Oh, sorry.
Can you stop not do that into the microphone?
I just coughed and my ribs are sore because I'm home and I'm trying to... I'm making myself Peloton every day. And I'm sore.
Let's move on.
Oh my God. If we had a dollar for every time you talked about your trainer, Eric, Peloton,
but no,
fucking,
you just
every
said,
time you've gotten sore, it's been a novella.
You just said, I'm okay with novella. I love that word. You just said your ribs were sore because you Pelotoned.
I don't
Sounds
know why.
Sounds like someone's out of shape.
Oh, yes. Oh,
you're
yes.
Very loud in my ears.
Oh, welcome to my life.
Let's talk about Derby Days.
Let's talk about Derby Days.
What is more relevant than the Kentucky Derby in mid-April?
So that's what I was confused. How were they doing Derby Days? They weren't watching the Kentucky Derby.
Were they?
Were they watching like a recorded episode? Because wasn't this recorded in the summer? When is the Kentucky Derby?
I don't know.
Because isn't it in the spring?
I don't know. Look it up.
Hey, Siri, when is the Kentucky Derby?
Maybe it isn't.
21 Kentucky Derby is on Saturday, the 1st of May.
Starting at 3:30. Well, this year, it was in May, so maybe it is summer.
Wow. Well, no, I guess it would be, but like this seems like things are later in the year. You know what? Maybe this was...
filmed in weird continuity.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who cares? Everything about this season has been confusing to me. Next week, y'all, series finale. They announced it.
Now, and I did read. Danielle said shit goes down in the reunion.
So there will be a reunion.
There will be a reunion. Danielle says that the reunion is very split between three people in the house and then the rest of the house. And she made it clear.
I wonder who those are.
The three people are Hannah, Paige, and Sierra.
Yep. I could have seen that happening.
So.
The young ones.
And she said, quote, we just kind of left it out there for Hannah. Hopefully she listens. And when she watches this season, she sees.
Woo. Yeah. And Amanda has to stick with Team Kyle.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was the young ones against the old ones.
Because something that happened, they talk about at the beginning of this episode that I don't think they found out until the reunion. Is they didn't know that Hannah and Dez fucked in Amanda and Kyle's bathroom.
Bathroom, yeah. Not the bedroom.
So not as bad as the bed, but still, why you gotta fuck in their bathroom?
It's just really disrespectful.
It's...
And I use that term very carefully.
You know, it would be...
It's just like, just fucking with people for no reason.
You know, if you fucked in my bathroom... I mean, hell, I remember when you visited me and Sissy... You had phone sex on our living room floor.
Yeah.
That's just kind of poodle.
Yeah.
Now.
It's very poodle.
If you and I had a beef with one another.
Yeah.
And you were upset. We'd had this like tumultuous relationship.
And I jizzed in your bed.
It would feel like a fuck you.
I agree.
Whereas
and it would be.
If you just fucked in my bathroom or if I fucked in your bathroom, you'd be like, my podcast partner's a sex positive slut. What am I going to do? It wouldn't be personal, but the fact that Hannah acts like stuff just happens. I've said this before. Hannah is very manipulative and really is quite, she can get really bitter.
I really feel
I love
like
her, but she can get bitter.
I feel like she is.
I stepped on my microphone cord and almost hit myself in the face.
I love it how I'm trying to say something.
Well, I'm listening.
And you say something and I'm sitting here listening and being thoughtful.
But no, I was just getting comfortable moving my mic and it almost
and
hit myself in the face. It almost hit me in the face.
Can you not move while I make a point?
Hold on one second.
Let me just get situated.
Okay, can I let you, I'll let you do this and not talk.
Okay.
Thanks for getting your feet all over my couch.
I took
my
off
new
the shoes.
Couch.
Okay, I'm ready.
So stop moving. I think that this is a question of Hannah trying to rub Luke's nose in it. I think she's still got aggression towards what Luke did. And I'm not saying the whole relationship is based on, making Luke regret everything, but it feels quite directed at him.
Yes. It's
a two for one.
Was it Paige that said the problem with Luke and the problem with Hannah is they both want to win?
Yeah.
They're both very... This is Hannah winning. She wants to try to win.
And that's why it feels so vindictive to bring him into the house to constantly make out with Dez, who I said last week, y'all, is oily and gross and has no boundaries and is a dangerous person.
And they're getting married in real life.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's why I didn't like this episode. It was just hard to watch this complete, like, gross, throw it in your face PDA that was constant.
I thought you didn't like it just because it was boring.
That too.
But I actually liked this one more than some of the others. That's strange.
There
but
was one episode that was really a... I don't remember which one it was.
Was it the one last week?
No.
I don't remember. Who cares?
Who cares?
Do we have announcements?
Yes, we do. Y'all, we're going to be doing a YouTube Live with Chris Farah.
YTL, the kids call it.
Oh, they do?
No.
They don't. So
whenever I say the kids call something, know that I have no idea what I'm talking about.
He has no kids.
That I know of.
That you know of. So Chris Farah, y'all, she's really funny.
She's a YouTuber.
She's a YouTuber. She talks about 90 Day Fiancé. We're actually really good friends with her. She's been on this show before.
Yeah, she's co-hosted with me.
We love her. Pardon me, hiccups.
When you were having like some kind of emergency plastic surgery.
I wish that was the reason. God,
emergency
I would love
tummy
it.
Tuck.
Maddie's out of the show. He's in Brazil. I don't know why.
He had an emergency chin implant.
He will be back. I don't know what
he's finally got
like.
A jawline, y'all.
I will be so excited when that happens.
It's not like a potato.
Exactly.
You know, you look at his face and there's actual definition.
Yeah. So she does a YouTube channel, 90 Day Fiancé, and we're going to be doing that with her at 7:05 Pacific time on Sunday, literally right after the tell-all.
Literally
right after the tell-all.
We'll be talking all things... all things that season, except for Stephanie, who wasn't in the tell-all, but we're going to also have something to say about that on our show.
In our regular show.
We've watched it so you don't have to. 53 minutes of filming people on the couch and seeing people's legs not off of camera and babies. And
somebody actually transcribed it, and God bless
that
person.
Oh, that was God's work. We need to shout that person out.
Whoever they are on Reddit, God bless you.
I think, wasn't it? No, maybe someone posted it in our Sissy Squad.
Somebody posted, but somebody else transcribed it.
Some Reddit transcribed it, yeah.
God bless them.
God bless Reddit.
Let us know. We'll send you a chandelier shirt.
So, back to Summer House.
Yeah.
Speaking of, we've said that next week is the season finale, and we've already seen that Kyle and Amanda are going to have some kind of ceremony. I think
they'll get married.
I don't know if it's a legal wedding or what. Who cares?
Somebody can go to the Universe Life Church. You just do it
right,
online.
I'm sure Carl will marry them. I think what we've seen.
Someone also messaged me and said that Carl has three balls.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I did some research on that.
He really does?
I wonder if they're three fully balls or more like two and a quarter.
Two and a half.
Two and three quarter stars. Two and three quarter balls.
Three and three quarter stars. Hot property.
Hot property.
And the winner champion, our champion, Strokes for Less, has four stars.
Four stars.
Again, no one born after 1980 has any idea of what we're talking
Nobody.
About.
Nobody.
This is such an old joke. But I don't know why Ed McMahon.
I don't know.
That I just enjoy. When did he die?
Quite long ago.
Yeah. Like, we shouldn't be speaking his name.
Like, he and Johnny Carson have been dead for like 20 years.
Yeah. They're like looking around heaven going, this is meh now.
Or maybe he's kind of looking around going, wow, they still remember us. Maybe.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
So where was I?
So so basically Paige is asleep in the bed. She already got drunk.
With
She's
her purse.
Yeah, and so been there.
I love that.
So then we like it's like basically I think why there's just
the
so much
day.
Couple cuteness. Yeah, they're all going to bed. Hannah's in the bed with Des, and he's like,
everyone's wasted.
I hope you can be cute. It's this cute for as long as possible. And she's like, I will always be cute. And I'm like, their pillow talk to each other is not good.
I think it's also super high stakes, and pillow talk is usually a little flirty and fun.
Well, not Lindsay's pillow talk with Steven.
That's just kind of like, this is just Pixar porn.
I mean, it's... And
I'm sure there's Pixar fan fiction out there with Buzz Lightyear and Woody.
Oh, for sure.
Even though they're toys and animated.
It's true. But with Lindsay and Steven, in fact, let's just go ahead and do this now.
I'm glad that you brought this up because I was going to.
We're
going to
do our first reality gays theater.
Summer House Theater.
Summer House Theater, yes.
Good. You caught up. You were a little behind the beat.
You were rushing. Yeah.
I kind of do it fast because I want to get it over with.
Well, you're rushing. I try to like be present and joy, and I'm a servant to the music.
Now that we're together.
And you're just rushing through it.
I want to beat you in the face. I'm a servant to music. No, I'm such a... I'm a servant to the music.
Please don't stop the music. Music.
No, I was in the habit of rushing because you always fuck it up online.
Yeah.
So
uh-huh.
Now I don't have to. You know what? Let's do that again. And let's.
No, it was
and let
fine.
Me, and let me
it
put
was
my
fine.
Heart into it.
Save
no,
it.
It's not. No, it's not fine for me. Here's the key, and it better be right. So the high stakes are high. One, two, three. Kind of. The projection. Almost. We'll work on that. We'll do a piano rehearsal later.
I just think you need to get more in the center of the pitch when you sing it. Be helpful.
You don't even know where the pitch is.
Can we just do this
it's like,
theater?
It's like you throwing darts blindly at a board. Okay, let's just do it.
Ass out, hoping somebody will come in your fountain.
What? Jesus. Stabby's been coming in me.
Whoa.
Wow. Face. Whoa.
Whoa. Okay.
It's early.
And Poodle will be Lindsay. I'll be Steven. And scene.
Oh, baby, I love you so much.
How much do you love me?
I love you so much. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so drunk.
Tell
You're
me
so
how
beautiful.
Much you love me.
Oh, I love you. I love your boobs. I love your left boob.
How much?
I love your right
Tell
boob.
Me.
I love you so much. I love you to infinity and beyond and forever.
This just got weird. Like Buzz Lightyear and Woody.
Sorry, I listened to a podcast.
I know someone who's got a Woody.
Oh, I love you.
I want you to put it in me and shoot it.
I want to make love to you forever. Can I be with you forever?
You don't even know my ring size.
I don't care what your ring size is. I'll figure it out and be with you. I'm here for the long haul, baby.
Fuck me.
you're my boyfriend again.
And scene.
That was all it took. Just a little Pixar porn. Get her wasted.
Get her wasted.
And you're her boyfriend again.
And you're her boyfriend again. Which is Poodle circa 26.
Kind of. Yeah.
It's really weird. It's like...
I hope Lindsay never leaves Summer House.
She's the best on the show as far as reality TV. And I'm going to be honest. I kind of relate to her more than anybody. Like, I don't know why.
It's just because it's all unintentionally funny. And that's why I love her the most. And even Paige is unintentionally funny. So is Lindsay. Everyone else in the house is too practiced.
That's
sometimes Paige Kyle never has moments.
But Paige never lets down her guard like Lindsay would. Like, Lindsay will kind of have this vulnerability that's just so laughable.
But she's just such reality TV gold. I hope she never leaves.
If she does, I get why
she's there.
Oh, yeah.
So
I don't get why Steven is there, but he is.
No, my favorite is when Lindsay is listening to someone talk about something that she doesn't agree with. And she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And her face is, or you can tell inside her head is going, no, no way.
You're wrong. Nope. I can do it.
Like later when she speaks to Luke. So they all go to bed. Ciara's room gives me anxiety.
It's always messy. She just sleeps. Kind of like you. I mentioned this before. When you would sleep with your dirty clothes at the bed.
No, they were clean.
Or your clean laundry.
I just didn't want to hang them
up. Or
it's
just sometimes on a mattress without putting your sheets on.
I only did that like twice.
I was horrified by that.
I was really tired.
Wake up with glitter on your face.
I took a shower, I think, before, but still. Y'all, so it's Saturday. And so Steven's like...
We took tea bags. You just jump right into like...
Oh, yeah, I forgot we're doing tea bags now. What's your first tea bag, Poodle?
Why do I have to talk? We've been doing this for 3 weeks, and you launch into something.
I might have an apple. I'm hungry.
You have to ask me, because it's in my house. Just don't go grab things. This is the thing. Even... If I was in your house, y'all don't do this, because I know people who do this, even with good friends, don't just open up and grab food.
I wouldn't do that. I've never done that.
But I'm saying you would say, can I have an apple?
I would.
You wouldn't say, I might have an apple later. That's you understand that I'm going to let you have an apple. What if that apple's for me?
So you've never, in fact, close your eyes.
I don't want to close my eyes.
I just want to picture it. You're in my apartment. I go to the bathroom or go down to my garage to get something for us to rehearse with. And I come back up and my newly bottle of vodka has been opened and you poured yourself a drink.
Alcohol is different. It's like currency.
Ow! Okay.
Apples are different. There's a limited quantity.
Alcohol just is forever?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like water.
Okay, just as long as we're clear.
Just as we're clear. Yeah, okay. I understand how that could be confusing. But it's... Anyway, what's your first teabag? No, or did you ask me?
I asked you, yeah.
My first one is Luke in a confessional saying, you know, I'm Hannah's biggest fan, but I wonder if he's just using her because she's successful and he's a washed-up comedian. I went... Whoa.
Wow. That's cold. Wow. Didn't mean it that way.
Classless. And you can tell he's still miffed by Hannah as well. And I said this before. Hannah's doing this, maybe subconsciously or consciously, to stick it to Luke.
Yeah.
She's all the PDF. PDF.
Wow.
Moving brain.
Someone needs to get fucked. You can't even say PDA.
All the PDA is, and it is gratuitous, you guys. They'll just be in the corner of the room and start making out.
And like, not even just like little pet kissing, but like gross, like I'm about to fuck you standing in our kitchen.
And I think this is when I've talked about Dez before. Dez likes to push people's boundaries and make people uncomfortable. And you don't do that with people you hardly know, because that's a great way to turn people the fuck off.
Especially people.
I learned that in my 20s.
Yes. Especially people that are
already friends.
Your friends.
Yeah.
I mean, We can just combine my tea bag with it, because that was one of my tea bags, was just the gratuitous PDA, because I know you started talking about Luke, but it's hard for, it's, y'all, if you're with people and they can't keep their hands off each other, just know that relationship is going to, A, crash and burn. So it's best for you much more to be a witness to it and not get involved in it. And also, those two people, I think with it's that ridiculous PDA in front of everyone, those two people are trying to heal something in their own self.
I agree, but I think it's more that there's something to prove with a lot of PDA. And I think it's okay with couples that are so new, but they are a new couple in the same way. But I think there's this effort to, especially because it's public, there's this exhibitionism that is not because it's hot for them, but it is something about that it's so performative around their friends that they're trying to justify
that
this is an actual relationship. And every time they make out with each other in front of people, they're somehow thinking, yes, people accept this because this is real. This is what people in a relationship do. They make out.
It isn't a new relationship, because when been in a relationship for a while, you feel much more confident to like let your other person kind of be about the room, be themselves. You don't have to feel, it feels like dogs pissing on the tree to say this is my tree.
I totally agree. Oh, they've been surfing. He surfs every week.
Your neighbor surfs every week?
That I've seen. He surfed a couple times.
And you've never thought about giving him a blowjob on a surfboard?
He is cute.
Hey, I knew you had.
His girlfriend's pretty. He lives upstairs, though.
All right. Well, so anyway, y'all, getting to know Poodle's new neighbor. So
I haven't spoken to him. I've just only seen him.
So it's not just affecting Luke. This whole PDA thing is,
it's distancing everyone else in the house.
So that was my other teabag, is that basically Dez and Hannah are making no effort to even include people in the house. They keep saying these are her friends, y'all. Now, let's be real. These are not Hannah's friends. These are people that she's on a show with.
Paige and Sierra are Hannah's friends.
Paige and probably then Sierra are Hannah's friends. And I think maybe she likes...
And Amanda.
And she likes Amanda, and she likes Carl. Other than that, none of these people are her friends. They're her coworkers.
Fellow actors on a stage.
So I do agree with her. Like, why does Dez need to go out of his way to talk and like Luke?
Appearances.
But it's just the appearances that they're on the show, and on the show it seems like they're all friends.
I believe that is a thing that happens in reality television. It's like back to the real world when you would have someone visit, your friend would, or your significant other would spend time with the other castmates, because you get, in a way, being in a place like that, you do get really close. And people will become offended because they think, she doesn't want to spend time with us. She doesn't even want to introduce us to this guy. And so everyone takes it personally.
Yeah.
I feel like it's totally a performative thing. That the more they can suggest to other people that they're really hot and heavy, they're really they have a couple with sexual chemistry, and they are like the meme of she's not like other girls. They are not like other couples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but even when you go to somebody's, it's like, if I know they're not friends, but let's say you go to your partner's Christmas party, you talk and you interact with all the other people that are their coworkers.
You'd be surprised at people who don't do that. I know you're different, but there are people who have spouses who are just either introverted.
I guess introverted.
Yeah. Dez is not this way. This is not that.
I don't want to talk to my partner's crazy boss or whatever, but I do it.
Well, you understand the importance of appearances.
That's true.
And for some people, it's just too hard of a Rubicon to cross.
That's true.
I've dated people who have met their friends. And I've usually had a good enough time to do it. I don't enjoy said activity usually because I feel like I'm being evaluated, but that's me.
Yeah.
So
let them evaluate you. You're special.
I've experienced it before, and usually I'm fine.
You were Des in your 20s. Anytime I would introduce Poodle to someone, he would end up making out with someone shirtless or say something completely inappropriate.
That's the thing. I know Des because I was Des.
And people would be shocked.
Yep. That's what I did. That's what I do. So my next teabag is... They're getting all the Amazon equipment for Derby Day.
Yeah.
And I wrote down, think what these Amazon deliveries could have funded. all of these deliveries. Like a family of four to live for a month.
Yes. 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 Yes.
And they all get thrown away the next day.
They do.
That's it. Just conspicuous consumption teabag.
All right.
Just mourning for consumerism at its worst. What's your next one?
My next one is, I just want to say something that, this Derby Day, they do like a fake little, or whatever, a real Derby. Sierra wins, she wants like $400. And then they do this thing, which I think this is fun. They dress in these sport
fits. Loved it.
It was really funny. They run around, but this is why she's such good reality TV, is that it's Lindsay and who is Amanda who have to dress as horses. Yeah. And y'all, Lindsay's always going to be a little jealous of Amanda because Lindsay doesn't want to be with Kyle, but Kyle was like kind of, it was Lindsay and Kyle that were kind of the anchors of the show. And now that Amanda is with Kyle.
Also, Amanda's younger.
And we know
Lindsay has issues with that.
And so I do think Lindsay probably would never know, but she's got a little bit of a twinge of jealousy for that. But so they run around the tree, and Amanda wins. And then my favorite moment of the show is when Lindsay has no top on and just tape over her tits, taking off this ridiculous costume, telling Steven.
She wasn't galloping. She cheated. I don't like cheaters. I don't like cheaters. Who's Tracy? Remember, were in giant horse costumes. Running around drunk.
But the ridiculousness that she's taking this seriously.
Oh, I love it.
Oh.
Chef's kiss. I also have a Lindsay moment for mine.
We're going to hear it right when we get back from this commercial.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed.
But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
We're back.
We're back.
What were you saying, Poodle?
My next teabag.
Poods. Poods.
I don't like it like that. Don't
you
don't,
should start a
don't
YouTube
liquefy
channel
your
called,
you so much.
Called Poods and Toods, and you just give your opinion on things.
Poods, Toods. I got a lot of toods.
I know how to market you better.
I got a lot
than,
of toods.
I can market you better than
you
anyone.
You are pretty good at it. So this is another Lindsay one. Danielle is talking to Lindsay because they were kind of talking about Robert, and they haven't had sex yet. And Lindsay's like, we just got to get him drunk. You know, that's what happens. You get him loosened up. So we know.
Good. Go, Lindsay.
Sounds a lot like college, Lindsay.
Yeah.
Sounds
yeah.
like a lot like you're a her frat brother.
Yeah.
Trying to prey on poor little sorority girl, Robert.
Not great.
Just get her drunk.
Get her drunk.
But Lindsay says, you know, it's things are going really well. And I'm happy with Stravi. And Danielle's like, yeah, I'm still just nervous that I don't know if he's the guy for you. And Lindsay's like, And that echo in her head. No. And then she's
good for
like,
Danielle for being honest.
I know, but
that's
you could
a
see,
real friend.
You could see Lindsay's face go getting tighter and tighter. Her eyes get bigger.
Her Botox started to seep out of her eyes.
And Linda. What did I say? Lindsay. I was like, and Linda.
And Linda. Aunt Linda.
At that time, Linda the maid comes in. And goes, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were busy.
Sorry, I didn't know.
God bless. I wish they had a maid.
I know.
where was I? Lindsay basically says, you know, Stravi's just doing a lot better, and it's really important that he's been making this discussion. We know how I hate the word pronounced important instead of important. Or important. Or important. There's something about it that drives me crazy.
I'm letting you get it out. It drives me crazy,
I don't know
too.
Why it bothers me.
It bothers me, too.
We had some sissies say, oh, God, I say important. Important or important? There is no ent. Important.
Important. Important.
Important. Anyway, that's all I've got. Your next one. Sorry. I also wrote down, Carl is so fucking hot in his derby outfit.
I love how Paige kind of shaded Steven.
Yeah. She's right. It was a total gondola outfit.
It was. I, kind of picking up on that, I wanted to talk about, can we talk about Lindsay, since we're talking about Lindsay's
this
conversation?
This is a great Lindsay episode.
It is. Can we talk about Lindsay and Luke's conversation?
Yeah, I got this. I'd written this down too. Let's see, where is it? Yeah, I see it. It's now. Where is this? The next page?
But, yeah, basically, Lindsay walks in. Yeah, it's right. It's Sunday.
It's oh, right this after is we found way out, over. Okay,
well, it's a teabag. So
yeah,
it's right after when Paige was like pissed because Perry wants her to go to Miami for 6 months.
Yeah,
which isn't a teabag, but it's worth noting. She's
I got
like,
it now.
Fuck him. So Lindsay comes in there and she's like, Luke, where's your ring size? Get your ring size kit. I need to know my ring size.
She's getting a little Darcy for you.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. It's less New York.
She, y'all.
It's just a little more. It's like,
she is Darcy. This
she's
is
young
this
Darcy.
Is this is young Darcy.
With a little more self, a little less.
Maybe it's young Stacy.
You know what it is? She's just a lot more self-assured than either of the Silva twins.
I will say the Silva twins commented and said they loved us on an Instagram post.
Oh, and made my life.
Speechless.
They probably don't.
Doodle can't get comfortable in this couch.
They probably barely know who we are, but we don't care.
But they love love.
They love love.
So anyway, so they're talking in there, and Lindsay's basically telling Luke, she's like, look, we were having sex, and he told me.
He started coming to me.
He doesn't care if we have babies or not. And Luke,
the color drains from his face. He's like, wow.
Oh. And he's just trying to like bite the inside of your cheek, your model. Bite the inside of your cheek. Like
it's
he's just trying
like,
to.
I was like, why did he come to her? Or why did she come to him? And I'm like, oh, the ring sizing.
And so then when she's like, can you go get your ring? So he has this, you know, because, you know, Luke is a jewelry designer.
Don't forget about that.
Don't forget about that. And so he goes and he finds out a ring. She's like, perfect. Perfect. Good to know. Good to know.
So
we'll see.
He's like, so you're going to tell Stravi. And so she just tells him to mention the ring size
to Stravi.
Y'all, this is not healthy behavior.
I just want you to point out, a week and a half ago,
they were broken up.
She kicked him out and said, this is done.
Yep.
And a week and a half later, she's talking about getting married.
Yep. This is not well thought out behavior.
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
His behavior to her is asking basically, you know, pumping full of baby batter.
Baby batter.
That is saying, I want to get married right now and I'm going to propose to you soon. Not, I'm drunk and I don't want to pull out.
Potato, potato, if you ask me.
Anyway, this that was really a great one.
Wow.
I want to go back a little bit.
Yeah, what's your next one?
Another Lindsay moment. So Dez is leaving tomorrow, and she's like, where are you going? He's like, home. She goes, home? Like there's another place that exists.
Why do you want to go home? Why do you want to go back to there? Why do you go back to the real world?
I've decided I would love to meet her in real life.
Me too.
I would have so much fun with her.
I think she would get the joke.
Oh,
she would get our jokes.
Yeah.
When we do our first live show, Lindsay, Hub House, Hubbard, we're coming for you.
If she looks at me and says, who's Tracy? I'm going to fall on the floor.
Who's Tracy?
I'm like, if she's not selling Who's Tracy merch, then she's missed the boat. We should be selling Who's Tracy merch.
We need to be. We've gotten two very common requests lately, which we were going to do. I'll announce this now on the podcast.
News to me. Glad you consulted.
I'm working on it behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do a Who's Tracy.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to do it.
As we should.
Yeah.
I'll let you work on that, and I'm waiting with bated breath for it to be completed.
Yeah. Thanks Y'all for that.
Be looking for new merch in July 2022.
You know, it gets done. It just takes several months for me to put it in the hopper. Then I work out my concept.
Mm-hmm.
I want to just do another. This kind of goes. She's talking about Dez, and she's like, "It's like Dez. I hardly knew he was even here. He should really make an effort." So even she's thinking that.
Yes,
and I do want to say that Dez. I think Dez says in a confessional or to someone. I wasn't sure. Maybe it was Paige. He says, we've had an entire set of conversations about engagement rings. And I went, red flag, in the same way that Lindsay is a red flag.
Now, do you think Dez is not to put it on, Dez is not hanging out with all these people because Hannah has been talking about how she hates everyone in the house, basically.
I think except it's for more Paige. Sinister. Not that I think Hannah's a victim here, but I think this is an isolation tactic. I think part of it is...
It feels a little bit like that.
Part of it is him trying to get her. And I think she's a willing accomplice in it. Because then it kind of becomes... Paige even said, this is how Hannah is with guys.
Yeah.
She becomes... She's
fast and furious.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. But it feels like he's not trying to get to know anyone. And she's completely okay with that.
Yeah.
Not trying to insert him into conversations.
Your friends, who you're dating doesn't need to be best friends with your friends, but that at least should.
Yeah. I think this is different because it's a reality show.
Yeah.
And it's things are expected. And with this is the third season Hannah's been on the show. She gets it. She gets it.
She gets it.
Yeah.
My next tea bag is more not a tea bag, but a mint bag. I want to talk about y'all. They're making mint juleps at this Derby party.
Oh, Poodle, I can't even think
about
it.
Do you remember the last time we made mint juleps?
I'd like to block it out. That was y'all, the last time I had like a really bad hangover.
We had like basically like a Derby party.
That was my Tennessee Williams birthday party.
We had your Poodle's y'all, Tennessee Williams birthday party.
If you
party.
Think your husband or boyfriend might be gay, ask him what he thinks about a Tennessee Williams themed birthday party. And if he's like, yeah, soups, let's do it, you need to break up.
You need to break up.
You need to break up because
we had one where people had to wear like linen,
light wearing clothing, ladies slip suggested.
It was actually quite a big hit.
It was a big hit. We had Tennessee Williams movies playing on the screen. Mint juleps, people talking about how hot it is, like, throwing out phrases like Big Daddy.
We actually went to Blockbuster and rented Tennessee and put videos in.
Yes.
Because that's what we had to do.
Yes. We
just couldn't download it. Kids today don't know how hard you have to work for a themed party.
And the next day, with all that sugar, mint, and
Poodle
rum.
Poodle and Sissy got so blasted. They were taking turns throwing up in the bathroom.
It was really bad.
I had to clean up everything.
That was the drunkest I've been in a long time. Yep.
Until mint juleps will fuck you up, y'all.
Now, I still can't have them. Now, in fact, I don't do rum anymore. For that reason, I don't do a lot of brown liquor. I'll do a bourbon occasionally, but bourbon was mint juleps. Yeah,
bourbon was, yeah, not rum, yeah. It's bourbon.
I'm thinking of the mojitos. Mojitos.
Mojito. We had a mojito party, and I still can have a mojito. I love them.
Oh, not me.
Those sound delicious.
Nah.
I need to find that picture of me passed out on the grass.
It's still emblazoned in my brain, so I don't need a picture. I liked about the Gallup thing as well.
I think we're on to Sunday now more, right?
Yes.
We kind of jumped around, but
yes.
So we talked, they go with the beach, and so they're at the beach, and, I mean, really not much happens at the beach. They're basically,
this is not a summary. Where's your tea bag?
No, but I mean, what I was going to say is again, just to kind of go, I was going to say Dez leaves. That's a tea bag.
Right.
Even though he and Hannah have been literally like 200 yards from everyone else, not even involved. This is when it's like the house is different. That's your home. But you're all going to the beach and you two are just going to go stand out in the ocean and not even sit by people.
I could argue that they are saying goodbye and trying to use the last bit of time with each other, but it still felt weird.
It felt weird. And then he leaves. And then when he leaves, like later on, this is kind of, but it's the part of the teabag. When he leaves, like he calls her like 2 hours later, I missed you so much. It was like painful. Y'all, I've been in love before. Poodle has been in love. When will I fall in love? What time? What day?
When did I first begin to feel this way? Ooh. How did the moment pass? Ta-da. Ignored. When was the blinding crash? Flash. What was the crashing accord? It's a great song. Now,
it just kind of went into that song to me.
No, no, that's Veste la Juba from Pagliacci, which has nothing in common
to do
with that aria.
Nothing.
That didn't they put that in the Rodgers and Hammerstein, the Brandy Cinderella? Isn't that in Cinderella?
When did I fall in love?
Yeah.
No, you're thinking of. I fell in love.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Bernadette
When Did
Peters.
I Fall in Love is from Fiorello.
I don't know that show at all.
It's great.
Really?
Yeah. When Did I Fall in Love?
Is that Rodgers and Hammerstein?
No. Yeah. Shit. That is. People are screaming who know this.
Hey, Siri, who wrote the musical Fiorello?
Fiorello
was written by Sheldon Harnack.
And Jerry Bach. He wrote the lyrics, bitch. Bach wrote the same people who wrote Fiddler. But the probably the best movie about the former mayor of best musical about the former mayor of New York. Probably the best one,
arguably.
There's a case to be made for LaGuardia. the very not well known musical. Wow.
We need to move on.
Sorry, this got niche.
It's just it's weird that it's too much. Anyway, what's your next teabag poodle?
There was one thing where I think it was I kind of zoned out because Carl was putting lotion on Luke, or maybe it was Stravi. I couldn't tell. He's like, this kind of feels good. And then I lost where I was for a minute.
Yeah, it's true.
I know that's happened. A really nebulous teabag, but anytime I hoped these it would men be a literal... touch each other, I get very, very aroused.
I hoped it would have been a real teabag. And you know what? Stravi and Carl, I'm kind of into that relationship. I kind of could see them fucking.
Stravi's cute.
Oh, I do too. He's got a cute little body.
Yeah, I think he's cute.
I do too. The long hair looks good on him.
Like the people I would fuck, the guys I would fuck in the house are in this order. I'd fuck them all. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
But I would get to them in this order.
Uh huh.
Carl.
Uh huh.
Stravi.
Uh huh.
It's a toss up. Can I just do a threesome with Kyle and Luke?
Choose, bitch.
Oh God, Luke. No, ugh. Luke then Kyle. I think it'd be a lot more fun with Kyle.
Carl, Stravi, Kyle.
Yeah, Luke. It was.
Luke's the last. I
gotta say, it's a toss up for me.
No, because Kyle, I bet, is fun in bed.
Yeah, actually, I would say Carl, Stravi, Kyle, Paige, then Luke.
Okay.
Somewhere in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And then maybe Lindsay with a strap on.
Yeah.
Right somewhere above there.
That's still above Luke.
Exactly. Because you know she'd bang you, y'all.
She'd be like, take it, Tracy. Take it, Tracy.
Who's Tracy saying make fun of me on
Who's
camera?
Who's Tracy now, bitch?
Who's Tracy now? Was it my turn?
Oh, I will say, this is with Des, this is part of that. Des does.
I love this. I know
Kyle
what
and Des and Hannah do have a moment where Kyle.
Super boundary crossing here.
Yeah, because Des goes to leave and he's like, I hope I can come to your wedding.
Y'all, my mouth dropped open.
They all kind of froze.
Because here's the thing, too. This is a fight that has been going on. Why would Des bring this up if it wasn't to instigate?
And also, it's not Des's fight.
No! He's a fucking instigator.
I bet you it was Des's idea to fuck in Kyle's bathroom.
Oh, I'm sure.
Not Hannah's.
I'm sure. It's so gross.
And then they kind of have this weird moment. Kyle does invite Hannah to the wedding.
She almost demands it. I felt really, really uncomfortable. This was the most uncomfortable moment in the whole show for me.
It was
Des is bad news, y'all.
I don't think he's good either.
There's a little bit of a snit fight, or Danielle basically tells Stravi, she kind of gives her approval about Stravi to him.
Yes, they're like a kumbaya moment.
Kind of. And then we have a little fight at the very end that starts to
They go
hit.
Back to the house.
Yeah.
They go back to the house. They're all hanging out. And then the ladies.
Yeah.
Ladies are by
Mostly
the beach.
Mostly younger girls.
Yes. Yeah, Lindsay's not there.
Yeah.
It's Amanda, Sierra, Paige.
The younger.
Yeah.
The young folks.
And they're sitting there. And basically, they're, well, this is all happens because Luke and Hannah have a conversation.
Right. I forgot about that.
And so basically, you know, Hannah's like, well, we were just celebrating everywhere. And Luke, the problem is Luke is right of what he's saying to Hannah. Even Amanda's like,
he's
I don't
just
like,
not the right person to say it
she
to
says,
her.
I don't like to agree with Luke. But even Luke is saying like, well, he's not my cup of tea. I wouldn't grab a beer with him. It's just so much pita. He didn't really seem to involve himself.
Yeah, I wouldn't hang out with him. He said.
The problem is Hannah's right. Luke is saying that because Luke is fucking wants to win and he's jealous and can't get past that. But what Luke said is right. So then I think this wouldn't have gone so badly except for later on, Hannah's trying to tell the girls about the other ladies about it.
Yeah.
And Amanda's kind of basically like, well, he really didn't do anything to try to integrate with any of us in the house. Whereas like, you know, Danielle, Robert, everybody's like, Robert's really cool.
Yeah. So it's basically Amanda and Danielle there saying, Yeah, and then Sierra's like, no, he didn't really need to. So Sierra goes Sierra's Team Hannah for a little bit.
But even Paige is like, don't blow this up.
Right.
Don't overreact. Because that's it. Hannah is so, she has so
defensive.
Much anger that she feels like is righteous anger. And it's just literally right under the surface all the time.
Yep. I agree.
It's powder keg.
And I wrote, this is such a stupid little fight.
It is. It's a stupid little fight.
That's the show.
That's the show.
When did I fall in love? What day? What hour? Something like that.
Na, 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 na.
Sorry, neighbors.
Glad you just went to the end and sang over me.
Welcome to being friends with me.
Y'all, that summer house.
One more episode of regular shit, then more
tell-all.
Probably just one reunion. No, they don't call them tell-alls.
Or reunion, reunion. Y'all, you can go to Reality Gaze Podcast on wherever. If you listen to Apple Podcasts, we appreciate a 5-star review.
Please,
please, please, please.
You said that, so we'd appreciate. We appreciate. 5-star review.
You can come at us on Cameo, Poodles, on it's still paused till after he has
till
sex.
You let me.
Till I let him. Probably the end of this coming week.
Because I'm going to be true if you let me.
Probably like end of this week coming up. So that's
once I get ramrodded.
Exactly. So, y'all, that's the show. You can go to our Facebook group, the Sissy Squads, our private Facebook group. We have fun in there.
We have fun in there. Like it's paused today.
We do a snooze every month.
Every month we'll do a
snooze.
For a
weekend, because, y'all, we need to get out there.
And our mods need time off, and you guys need time away from your devices.
Well, it also helps us talk with mods and kind of recalibrate things and always just making sure we're cracking the whip.
Yep.
Anyway, y'all, so we've got that going on. But again, be sure to join that group. We've got a charity this month.
Asian Americans Advancing Justice.
That's the justice that
but
we're
the name, go to AAJC.org.
Yes. Y'all, so that's the show. So remember, if you're walking around, if you're having a good summertime in your summer house and you're enjoying your day, remember, you can always ask yourself what question, Poodle?
Who's Tracy?
Who's Tracy?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.